Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to the show. We're glad you're back with us tonight on LA Talk Radio. Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communications. I don't have Sue with me tonight, so you're going to have to hear what's going on from me. One of the big thing that's happening right now is Dr. Allen's brand new book is out, and you can find that book under the title, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. You can find it on Amazon in hardback and in softback, and you can find it for download on Nook at barnesandnoble.com. So make sure you look for it. And if you can't find it or you're having trouble, you might want to go to www.drpatallen.com and sign up for the newsletter, because if you do that, you'll get all the up-to-date information on what's going on, including what's happening with our classes and seminars. As you all probably know by now, we have a Monday night and a Wednesday night seminar at the beginning of each month, one in Los Angeles area and one in Orange County. The one in Los Angeles at the Marriott Courtyard, Bristol Park, that's Culver City. And at the, Dr. Allen, where do you do your Orange County show?
We do it at the Newport Beach Community Center on Avocado.
Ah, very, very good. And which is relatively new for us. We've been we had done it at the Community Center before. So if you're interested in what's going on, make sure you look there. And if you want to sign up for any of the classes and seminars that we have upcoming, you can go to www.wantistore.com and you'll find all the sign-up information there, and you can do it right online. Those classes are given in person in Orange County, and so they're very limited in size, which makes them very intimate, and you get real one-on-one time with Dr. Allen. And let's not forget, Dr. Allen does phone appointments as well. So if you want info on that, please go to info@drpatallen.com. Dr. Allen, you're on the air.
Yes, and I like that. And I want people to call and ask some questions.
Of course we do. So tell me, how has your week been?
My weekend is fine. I'm teaching tomorrow. I got my hair done today. I did my show last night. I did a show on Monday night. You know, and I'm thinking, if I keep this up, I'm going to stay the oldest teenager that people have ever met. Somebody said that to me, that I was the oldest teenager they ever met.
That's exactly right. So tell me, how are you feeling about your new book that just came out in print and downloadable?
What I feel is, you know, the truth of the matter is, since 1963, when I read Betty Friedan's book, you know, The Feminine Mystique, and
yes,
it freed me up to combine my brain and my heart instead of just being a housewife or just being a therapist. I got to combine it. And then as I grew and went to school and learned, I found that I was writing this book. Carl Jung loved mythology.
Hello?
Oh, I got to interrupt you, Dr. Allen. We got a caller on.
Oh, okay.
Hi, caller. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Thank you. Hi, all. Look, my name's Claire, and I actually had a live script session with Dr. Pat Allen this morning, and I just wanted to tell everyone that I thought it was absolutely amazing.
What?
And it's well worth doing. So please,
hello,
everyone, think about it.
You had you actually had a session with Dr. Allen this morning.
Yes, and I wanted to say I got a lot out of it, and it was unreal.
Oh, I'm so happy. Dr. Allen, did you hear that?
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, there you are. Hey, Dr. Allen, yeah, one of your... here's what's going on. Oh, okay. Well, your one of your clients here is called in, and she's talking about having a session with you today and how great it was. Hey, caller, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted
to
encourage everyone to look into the last script session because I got a lot out of it, and I thought it was fantastic to have that time with Dr. Allen, and I've really learned a lot in a very short time, so I would encourage everyone to try it if they have the opportunity.
Well, we'd love to hear that.
I'm taking my headphones off because they're not allowing me to listen correctly, so I'm going to take them off.
Okay.
And switch over to just my radio.
Okay.
Let's see. There's headphones. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
No. Okay.
Check one, two, Dr. Allen. Can you? We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes, it's now working. The headphones these headphones are not as good as the other ones over Zoom. So with that in mind, I'm going to do it this way.
All right.
So, somebody said they liked what I did or something.
No, she said that she found your session with her today incredibly effective and incredibly enlightening. And she's highly recommending you, Dr. Allen.
Oh, that's very nice. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Remember.
Thank you, Dr. Allen. I really appreciate all that you've done for me today in the session. And I wish for you to have a wonderful evening ahead.
Good.
Thank you, caller.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Good.
Now, that's wonderful. See, I love to hear that. And I love it when people share that because it really lets everybody know that your tools are really super effective because you are an educator.
I am a certified transactional analyst. There are three kinds of analysts. There are psychoanalysts, they're Freudian. There are analysts, they're Jungian. And then there's transactional analysts. Eric Byrne took Sigmund Freud and simplified his language, which I love, which helps me help people communicate using words. Remember, beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. At the bank making money, the doctor's office being healthy, and especially in every loving relationship you have.
That's so true and so important.
That's an Upanishad from India.
Yes, it is. So listen, I had an interesting caller today too who called in early because they were going to have to go in and work the late shift. And so they actually somehow found me and called to ask a question and asked if I would ask it tonight on the air. So here's, and it's a gentleman, by the way. He says,
"You're getting more men. Doctor, I love that."
Yes, he says, "Dr. Allen, I have been in a relationship that I have finally figured out has been terribly emasculating, so much so that I feel and I recognize the physiological changes in my physical body. I didn't really think it was possible. But now that I see and I understand the situation that I have been emasculated, can you tell me, does the chemistry in the brain actually alter when a man is emasculated so much so that he has physical changes in his body, such as the inability to get a full erection or an erection at all?
The answer is yes, and I will give you a book about it. When the body says no, for example, if a man does not get the proper respect under the age of 10, particularly around 3 years old, when the rebellious, you know, the terrible twos attack, if he does not get respect from his female mother figure, his body, in fact, there's a form of dwarfism that is created in children that are not, for example, mother to son respect and father to daughter cherishing. The book that I want, pardon?
Oh, that's very interesting.
It's dwarfism triggered by a lack of mirror neuron stimulation.
That is incredible, because then really, this really relates to what he's talking about, because he's actually discussing here in his in my notes that I'm reading from his question, that he's noting physical changes in his body. He said he's noticed that.
You know what else I have to do? To every middle-aged female that comes to my office, I must give them a declaration that the work they're going to do is going to retract their lost menopause. They start their periods again. Numbers and numbers of women do that. And their fertility factor goes up. I had two 50-year-old women think that because they didn't have periods, that they weren't fertile anymore. And they both got pregnant. I've had other ones in the 40s, but those two 50-year-olds naturally getting pregnant on dates. You know what I mean?
That is incredible. Now, this gentleman has told me that he's noted the musculature in his arms, his biceps reducing, even though he hasn't.
I'm telling you, it's true. The book is When the Body Says No by Gabor Maté.
Oh, Gabor Maté is brilliant.
What?
Gabor Maté is brilliant.
I know he is. He did a wonderful book about the alcoholic ghost. You know, he's into the biochemical issue with addiction. So all I can tell you is women have to be careful when they do my work. It feminizes their body and they get their periods back in many, many cases.
And that's incredible.
Well, you know what? I'm just noting it in the people that I've been doing this for 40 plus years. So I see it, but I am quite accustomed to it now. I warn women, be careful. You may become more fertile.
Yes, definitely something to think about. And so his later on in our conversation, which was incredibly enlightening, by the way, he said that the person he's with has been on a vacation now for over a month, and that he has, and again, he hasn't changed his workout, but since that person's been gone, he's noticed the ability to get an erection, and that he feels the damage to his masculinity has reduced dramatically. Is it proximity, Dr. Allen, or is it the actual mental abuse, or a combination of the two?
If he's picked another version of his mother, just respectful, you see, the problem with dysfunction is we associate the dysfunction with what love is. I love my mother, and she doesn't respect me. So every woman that doesn't respect me is probably going to turn me on, at least temporarily.
So, in other words, he is what you would refer to as a pain addict. And
yes,
or
a norepinephrine addict. Noradrenaline in England.
Would that situation be for this gentleman, as you said, in his youth, his around 3 years old? So he doesn't feel like he deserves to have adult manly love, you know?
That's what disrespect does.
He's repeating.
A woman has to be worthy of her father's love without making an effort. A man wants to deserve his mother's respect. This is Freud's work. The mother needs to respect her son's work, you know, in autonomy and independence, you see, in order for him to claim his manhood. That's the Fisher King wound that I write about in the book.
Oh, yes, you do. So, actually, he should probably take a look at your book, too. Well, you talk about the Fisher King wound. So, he should...
In my new book, which is A Man's World, Woman's Universe.
That's the one I was after. Okay. So where would he look for that, Dr. Allen? Could you give him a little pointer?
He would point it at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. I think Barnes & Noble has a Nook Kindle.
That's right. That is exactly right. That is where it is. And that's where you can find it to our gentleman. So that's really important. And so we have a situation too. Okay. I'm getting a note here. Perfect. Okay. So we have a situation here where we want everybody to know what's going on with our new book. But Jeff, definitely, we want this gentleman to read it. So I know he's going to be listening this evening, and we hope that he hears what you have to say, and he takes it to heart.
The voicemail box of 8586.
He was very upset today, and he said that he had some information from somebody that he thought that maybe he could get your input and help. So I think this is very, very important to him. And I know he'll be listening later on tonight to our rebroadcast either tomorrow, because we rebroadcast every Friday. And okay, we better note to our callers. Callers, if you call in, the station will call you back. So you're going to want to accept that call. If you don't recognize the number, you can pretty much bet it's us calling you back. So, all right, Dr. Allen. We also have another question from one of our females. You say, if I don't have to call the police, a doctor or a lawyer,
do it his way.
Do it his way. Okay, but
and
here's what she says.
Because you obviously, if you've had enough chemistry to have intercourse and you're compatible enough to be dating, then you basically can be his woman if you know the principle of masculine and feminine, yin and yang. If he's your man, act like his woman. And that's
awesome.
Patient and vulnerable. Passive, don't chase him. Let him chase you. Patient. Men think methodically from one point to the next point. We go from A to Z, they go to A to B. And we get cuckoo about that because we want them to go to A to Z. And they want us to go to A to B. So there's a natural. And you know, the problem with that too is we have that access in our Broca language center in our left lobe. We have access to 5,000 words compared to 2,500 for them, unless, of course, they're left-handed or biologically gay or ambidextrous. Then their brain larger corpus callosum. This is all part of the science of making. I refer you to Norman Doidge's two books, The Brain That Changes Itself and How the Brain Heals Itself. And I'll tell you how the brain heals itself. It heals itself by rewiring the Broca, which is that language area in the left hemisphere.
Right, right. Exactly. Okay. Very interesting stuff. Here is another one of our questions. All right. Here it says, that's a big one. A man was in an exclusive relationship with me last year and broke up with me last August. He started seeing someone else long distance that he'd met while we were involved. About 4 weeks after breaking up, he began contacting me again. For the last 6 months, we've been dating and have been physically intimate. I did let him in, but then stopped. He's honest that he's involved with another woman, but keeps saying he doesn't know if it will go anywhere. He courts her very hard. He flies her all around the world, even though they argue a lot, and he says she doesn't like the same things he does. He paid to move her from one country to the U.S. and supports her and her kids, even though they're living across the country from him. I'm obviously his second choice. That's very clear. I doubt the other relationship will work out, but from what I know of him and his past relationships, he will beat himself to death trying. He doesn't want to let me go, and I don't want to give up and move on, but I don't want to be second either.
So, passive, patient, and vulnerable. If he's 51% valuable, your body likes him, and he's doing anything, remember, we humans are not naturally monogamous. We are polyamorous by nature, and it takes a good woman that a man wants to set the standard. That's what my title is about. Men may be in charge of buying and selling junk, but we're in charge of oxygen, the oxygen
right.
of communication. We get what we want by knowing what we don't want. They get
exactly.
what they want by going after it. And right now, he's going after two women, and apparently, he's gotten in on both of you, so he's done his stakeout. You see?
Here's the rest of her question. She says, this spins me into very bad anxiety and keeps me from being able to do my job or to be a good mother. I don't know.
That you already married him physically.
Right. She says, I don't know what is triggering this in me.
Oxytocin bonding.
Thank you. Can you explain that for us, Dr. Allen? Because I think this is seriously detox.
Oxytocin is triggered by a pheromonal smell exchange between bodies that are 30 inches next to each other. Whether you're sitting mm-hmm. next to them in church or sitting next to them in a bar, doesn't matter. You take it in through your mouth, not your nose, go through the palate and the top of your mouth, up to the Jacobson's organ where the, quote, third eye is, and then mm-hmm. divides into two filaments. One filament goes to the neocortex, which says, I want him, I want him. And the other filament goes to the pituitary, where oxytocin, the bonding chemical, the cuddle hormone, is. And you are
Hello?
Glued to...
Oh, me. Dr. Allen, we've got a call. Let me interrupt you for a minute. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Dr. Pat.
Yes?
I'm so glad. Yeah. I do have a question. A guy met me during...
You were the egg and he was the sperm. Moving.
Yes. And we have great chemistry and communication flows well. But the issue is just when we were about to, you know, just probably dating, then we kind of talk about the smoking weed. And he has the habit to smoke it, but I don't. Not at all. And he told me that he used to smoke daily, and he was able to not smoke for 4 months straight when he was studying abroad. Now he go to work, and he only enjoying it during the weekend, and also he likes to drink beer as well. However, I never dated someone who smoked weed before, and it was kind of shocking to me. And I just took a very strong opinion right on the spot, and just told him that I couldn't understand why people just wasting money buying the garbage, putting their body while still knowing that's not good for them. So basically, I believe that he felt deflated, and he left the gang early without letting me know, without saying goodbye or something. So, and so I don't know what to do right now.
Well, are you, is his physical habits, are they deal breakers for you, or would you accept him if he agreed to smoke outside the house and not get into trouble drinking?
The thing is, I do not know, because he said he used to smoke daily at school. So I do not know if he's dependent on it or not.
I want to hear the answer to the question. Is his behavior a deal breaker? You have a right to consider it immoral.
If it's not addictive, no, it's not deal breaker.
Well, then why are we talking about it? Just be sure you're not in the same room with him when he's doing his thing.
Because someone else brought the joint to the gang, and he thought it was mine.
What's that got to do? What?
So someone left their smoking weed tool just on the chair.
What's that got to do with you moving, not sitting near him?
I know. So right now, we already had that kind of argument right on the spot. So what do I do? Do I just reach out, or just do I just
I want you
anything?
To tell me if okay. what he's doing is a deal breaker that requires you to terminate the relationship, or simply an irritant. And if it's an irritant, you and he agree that he gets to use or drink or whatever as long as you're not present.
Okay, I cannot hear your voice very well somehow.
Okay, can you hear me
now? Yeah, I can hear you better. Thank you.
Good. I'm saying that you say it's not a deal breaker, and I'm saying it's an etiquette issue. If you and he agree that he can use his pot and whatever, and you move away from him, another room, he moves outside, whatever, would that be okay?
If he can maintain owning on the weekend, yes, you'll be okay. Away from me, yes.
Fine, so that's your solution. Compromise.
Okay, so right now, I think he pretty much got the impression that I don't want anything about it. So what should I
do? I know
that
because it sounds like, that's why I asked you the question, you act as if it's a deal breaker.
Yes, I do.
And yet you say you will compromise. So which are you doing?
So right now, he doesn't know that I'm willing to compromise. He think that it was deal breaker for me, and he left early.
Well, then what you're doing is trying to intimidate him, disrespectfully intimidate him into doing it your way, as if your way were the only right way.
I see. So based on your teaching, should I just wait passively to see if he will show up one day?
I think you better make an appointment with him and tell him, I have some things to say about you using that you might enjoy. So would it be convenient for you to listen to my new thoughts? Make an appointment to tell him that you're willing to keep him as your man as long as you're not present when he does the things that you consider for your body unacceptable.
Okay, so the fact is we're not in a relationship yet. We are, you know, considering it.
Wait a minute, I thought you're dating.
Pardon?
I thought you're dating.
Sorry, I cannot hear you very clearly.
Are you dating?
We are at the beginning. I met him three times. He met me three times.
Well, has he been using pot while he's with you?
No, I don't think so. No.
Well, then, when he does try to use it, please feel free to set your boundaries.
Okay.
No, I think, are you saying that you had an argue with him and you think he's gone away?
Yeah. It was without ambiguity. I think he took it as if it was a deal breaker for me. And I rejected him. I think he took it that way.
And how long has he been out of contact with you?
It happened last Saturday.
He's got 8 weeks to regret leaving you.
No, it's less than 1 week.
He's got almost 8 weeks to regret losing you. Whereupon he'll call back and offer a compromise, and you might as well too.
Okay, so I want to make sure I understand you correctly. Since we're not in a relationship, then you suggest me to wait.
You're dating.
Yes.
It's appropriate that you let him know what you like and don't like on the date, rather than date him silently and then bomb him when he asks you to stop dating other people.
Okay. Sure. Thank you. I have to listen to the record of this play because I'm so sorry because I'm in outdoor, so I cannot hear you very well. So you would still suggest me to book appointment with him so that we are both clear on what this is, right?
Okay.
Do you think she should book an appointment to talk to him, Dr. Allen?
Totally. Always. Don't teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question a man without respectfully making an appointment. I want to talk to you about us. We dated three times, and I have something to say that may make a difference. See, you've already talked to him. It made a difference. He felt rejected, and so he rejected you. But he may not give up that easily. We may chase you again within 8 weeks.
Okay. Thank you so much. I think I'm clear now.
All right.
Thanks, caller.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Allen. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that's definitely great. And she's going to listen to the rebroadcast, which, by the way,
good,
we will have online soon after the show, usually the next day. And then we
all
broadcast
right
again on Friday. Hey, we've got
great
another caller. Caller, you're on the
all
air
right
with
let's,
Dr. Allen.
Let's do it.
Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hello.
I called you about 2 weeks ago. I was seeing this guy up to 3 weeks ago.
You're seeing him? You're chasing him?
No, he texted me Happy New Year. And
wait a minute. Are you the man in the relationship?
No.
Then he's calling you. He's chasing you.
Yeah, he called me. He took me out for almost 3 months, 2.5 months. And we would see each other every week. He was very interested. We would talk every other day. He would call me. And
I think that's fine. What is the question you're asking?
So that was up to 3 weeks ago. And then he canceled on me on Sunday 3 weeks ago, saying that he is he's having a very bad sciatic back pain. he cannot go
out. He can't overweight. Well, that's his privilege. What are you asking of me about that?
Okay, so he canceled the same day I called to see. I texted to see how he's doing. He said he's in a lot of pain. He cannot move. This is the worst pain he had in his life.
Wait a minute. And are you telling me that he cannot cancel things?
No. My question is that.
What is it?
And then I called him on Monday. He was very sweet.
What for? Wait a minute. What did you call him for?
To see how he's doing.
Why? Did he say he was ill?
Yes, he said that he has a very bad back pain. His sciatic pain came back.
I got it. I have no problem with you calling him. Because he was physically ill. No problem. What did he say to you?
He was on the next day. He was very sweet. He was in pain. He talked to me and he even called me when I texted him. He called me back.
What? Wait a minute. I don't hear anything wrong. What are you calling me for?
So that was 3 weeks ago. And then last Sunday, I didn't hear from him for a week. He was going to come to my house for dinner to meet my parents. So I did not hear from him for that whole week. And when I called him on Sunday.
Wait a minute. Did he cancel the date?
Yes, on the last date 3 weeks ago, he canceled on me, yes.
Does he have the right to cancel?
Yes.
Is it painful?
Is he what?
Is it painful? When he canceled, yeah. Is it painful?
Yes, it was.
I understand that, but do you have the emotional right to call him and dump your pain on him for canceling the date?
Yeah, he didn't cancel on Friday. He was like, I didn't hear from him, and I called you on Sunday. You said call him to see how he's doing.
I already said that.
Yeah, so when I called on Sunday, it was very cold, and you said that because he was receiving, that's why he was cold to me. But I haven't heard from him since then. I called him one more time, texted him one more
time.
Texted him after 4 days again, how's it going? And he wrote me back the next day, it's going okay, hope you're doing well too. And I haven't heard from him since then.
And you haven't called him anymore?
No, that's it. I reached out to him twice.
I want you to wait for him to call you.
Okay.
I want you to know I hear your mother's training in you. Your mother was male, right?
Yes.
And your father was a wuss, right?
Yes.
Well, I've got news for you. You're doing what your mother taught you, but it may not get you what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot work with two masculine people, whether they're straight, gay, or lesbian. I need feminine yin energy and masculine yang. Which do you want to be?
Respected. I want to be feminine.
Cherished. What?
I want to be cherished.
Then if you want to be cherished, now's the time. He said he's well enough. Now's the time for you to go back to passive, patient, and vulnerable, and wait for his leadership call.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Caller, did you say that he was supposed to have dinner at your house and meet your parents, but he didn't cancel that date? He just didn't show up?
I didn't hear from him anymore, so I thought, you know, he's canceling. And I wasn't sure if I can reach out. I thought it would be masculine of me to reach out. So I didn't do anything till Sunday when I talked to Pat. And then when I did talk to Dr. Pat, she said, call him and see how he's doing. And I, that's when I did that. And then I did 3 days after.
Oh, okay. I was just confused there for a minute.
No, I heard that clearly. But now she is upset because he's weller, but he's not calling her. And mm-hmm. now it's moving into mama dictator, and she wants him to be wussy like that.
Yeah, my question is, so my question was, do I need to call to see how he's doing, or should I just wait?
Darling,
and not?
He told you at the last phone call that he was doing okay physically, or am I incorrect?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Am I incorrect or am I correct?
Yeah, you're correct. You're correct. So do you think that he's not interested anymore?
No, dear. I think he's a man who will call you when he wants to call you. He wants to be in control. Real men want to be competitive with your masculine. They want to be conquering of your masculine. And they want to control your masculine. Otherwise, they have not gone through their Fisher King wound and their little tiny boys.
Mm-hmm. And I felt the reason he did that, he's like, he stopped talking to me, was because like I felt like I was not 100% sure and into him. And I wasn't giving as much as he was giving. He was like calling me, was so interested.
Do you understand what you're saying? Do you understand you are firing me every time you open your mouth? He's not giving as much as I'm giving, or I'm not giving as much as he. I don't want equal giving. Equality ruins a relationship. Unless you want to just disco, I'm teaching waltzing.
Okay.
So let him call you. Men don't fall in love when they receive. They fall in love when the woman is woman enough for them to give to. You're competing with his masculine. Stop.
Mm-hmm. How am I competing with his masculine?
By wanting him to call you because you want to call him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So don't you think that it's...
I think. Pardon?
Yes, thank you.
What did you learn?
I learned to be patient and be able to receive and be not to
passive,
compete with him.
Passive. Don't chase him. I only give you permission to chase him when he's physically ill. He said he's better. You don't have that excuse now.
Okay, got it.
All right. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Dr.
Pat. Caller. Okay.
Bye-bye. That's very interesting, Dr. Allen. It kind of relates to an earlier question we had that our gentleman asked.
It's the way it is.
Yeah. Very, very interesting.
When women, what? I'm
very
telling
interesting.
You, men do not fall in love when they receive. Their job in life
Hello?
Is to get away from mother.
Oh, we've got a caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. You have a question.
Yes. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Pat. My question is, when I'm using the tools and wanting to be cherished first with my friends, is there any difference?
For what?
Talking with girlfriends and using the tools, like I think or I feel.
If you're a lesbian,
No. I'm straight, but I was just wondering if there's any distinction.
Wait a minute. What I'm saying is, when you mix love, the feelings of love, sister to sister, brother to sister, whatever, whatever, then you have to decide how to walk. But when you're at work, you're equal. I think, what do you think? I want, what do you want? If you're just friends, no love, you know, sexual love, agape love, you have a right to be you, I have a right to be me. So, that love is, hey, what do you think? What do you want to do tonight? I don't know. What do you want to do? Hey, let's flip a coin. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So in friendship and in work, equality. I think, I want, I feel, I don't want, I don't want, is quite appropriate. But once you mix love, especially erotic love, which is very potent and powerful, you've then got to compliment. I think, how do you feel? How can I help us feel better? I don't feel very good. What do you think? And what can I do to help us do better? Does that make sense?
Well, it does. Thank you for clarifying that for me. So in friendship, it's the quality.
The book, which is A Man's World, Woman's Universe, gives examples of straight communication from embryo all the way to the grave.
Well, I was at your event last night in Orange County and purchased the book. So I'm looking forward to reading it this evening. I shall.
Good.
Hey, caller, when you read it, I would love, it would mean the world to Dr. Allen and I, if you would go on Amazon and review it.
I definitely will.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, your work is changing my life. Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you, caller. Bye-bye. So it's interesting, Dr. Allen, the lady before the last, she was basically emasculating a masculine man, much like our earlier conversation with the gentleman who had the question about being emasculated.
Yes. What is your question of me?
Oh, no, I just thought it was so interesting that we're having a lot of questions relating to that tonight. It looks like we have another call coming in, which is exciting.
Good.
Hello? Hi, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have a crush on my mechanic, and I was wondering, should I let him know?
I'm sorry, dear, could you repeat your question?
I have a crush on my mechanic, and I was wondering, should I let him know?
Kelly, can you repeat what she said?
You have a question of your mechanic?
I feel that there is some attraction between me and my mechanic.
Okay.
And I was wondering, should I let him know?
Okay, Dr. Allen, she has a mechanic and she feels some attraction for him. She thinks there's some attraction from him. And she wants to know how she can handle that situation.
Nothing. If she wants to be the masculine, ask him out to dinner and pay. Maybe take him some flowers.
If she wants to be feminine,
wait for him to ask you out.
Do not
call a man and thank him for dinner. That's the man's job. Whoever organized the date, whoever paid for the date, calls the other person and says, did you enjoy yourself? Because that's how men court. Men are in charge of stuff. And stuff includes flowers, it includes food, it includes handiwork, it includes giving, protecting, and cherishing. So I want you as a woman to act like a grateful, respectful princess.
Do you feel you're the masculine or the feminine energy caller?
Normally, that's when I've been masculine, you know. But I read Dr. Pat's book, and I've been working on myself to change my language. Yeah, but it's really hard.
You know what? Little kids find it hard to go to the bathroom in the pots that we give them, and they find it difficult to speak the way we want. So I want you to know it's good for the brain to do things that create anxiety, because anxiety wires the brain.
Mm. Thanks so much for calling, caller. We're
so
out
much.
Of time.
Thank you.
Dr.
Thank
Allen, thank you.
Yes.
It's time for us to say goodbye. What have you got to say?
I'm going to say this. The way out of any negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? What do I have that I don't want? And what am I willing to do or stop doing to get it or get rid of it?
Amazing. Okay, everybody, don't forget, you can find the book at Amazon, and you can find the book at Barnes & Noble to download. The title is It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. Look for it. And if you get a chance, please go back and review it for us. We appreciate it. Find us, www.drpatallen.com. Follow us on Facebook, because, heck, there's always something new going on. Sign up for that newsletter. We love you. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Good night.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.